Macmillan Audio presents Arabella of Mars by David D. Levine. Read for you by Barry Krynick. Prologue, Mars, 1812. The Last Straw. Arabella Ashby lay prone atop a dune, her whole length pressed tight upon the cool red sands of Mars. The silence of the night lay unbroken save for the distant cry of a hunting chulach, and a wind off the desert brought a familiar potpourri to her nose. Chorish sap, and the cinnamon smell of Martians, and the sharp, distinctive fragrance of the sand itself. She glanced up at Phobos, still some fingers span short of Arcturus, then back down to the darkness of the valley floor, where Michael would, she knew, soon appear. Beneath the fur-trimmed leather of her thuchong, her heart beat a fast tattoo, racing not only from the exertion of her rush to the top of this dune, but from the exhilaration of delicious anticipation. For this, she was certain, was the night she would finally defeat her brother in the game of Shoroshche Kushura, or Hound and Hare. The game was simple enough. Tonight, Michael played the part of the Kushura, a nimble runner of the plains, while Arabella took the role of the Shorosh, a fierce and cunning predator. His assignment this night was to race from the stone outcrop they called...